Welcome back to Closet Cosplay, the podcast where we create con-worthy cosplays on a closet budget. I'm Michelle.
And I'm LJ. And today we are talking about something actually very topical if you have been on the internet in the past 4 days. And that
Which I have not.
I had to inform Michelle. We were trying to figure out what we were going to do this week. And she was like, I don't know what we're going to do. And I was just like, it just epiphany came to me in the middle, which seems super obvious now that I think about it. But so over the past week, a trailer was released for a new Resident Evil game called Resident Evil Village. Mm. And yes, and I actually really enjoyed, I played Resident Evil 4 and I was really into it. And that was really the only one that I ever really got into. But it's a very popular like horror gaming franchise. It's one of the classics. It's been around since, you know, probably at least I became aware of it in PlayStation 1, I believe. But anyway, so like I think a playable demo came out, or I've at least seen the trailer. And in the trailer, normally Resident Evil is very much about like very grotesque kind of like mutated monsters and things like this. But this time we are greeted by a very tall, very bosomy, very seductive vampire lady. And the internet just fell in love with her. She her name is like Lady, and you will all have to forgive us. We tried to figure out how to pronounce it. We're fairly certain it's Lady Dimitrescu. Trescu, yeah. That sounds...
Say that three times fast.
Lady Dimitrescu. You promise she'll show up. to be the main villain in this. So it's like her, and it looks like three daughter vampires. She calls them her daughters. Whatever. Like 8 foot tall, and she's dressed all in white, kind of looking character. She has
the big hat, right?
Yeah, she's got the big giant like black hat, and she's got like this white long sleeve dress on that it shows off, you know, the top goods, and which is part of the reason that people have just fallen in love with this character's design, because they're just like, oh my gosh, she's so cool looking. But like people are doing cosplay of her already. People are doing fan art of her. There's an entire subreddit devoted to this character. Let me remind you guys, this came out, I think, Monday. Like it's been not any time, or no, it's been a little bit longer than that, but like it's been like 4 or 5 days. That's it. But like, you know, that being said, like this character is always already very popular. So I thought it would be a great opportunity to do something that was pretty topical and also very accessible. Like Michelle, I showed you the pictures, and just at first glance, like that seems like an easy cosplay, doesn't it?
Yeah, honestly, if I had a white maxi dress, which I do have one, but it has flowers on it, which I don't really feel like is this chick's style. But if I had a long white dress, like I know I have a big black like brimmed hat right now, and I can find a fake flower and spray paint it black pretty easily. And a pearl necklace, like somebody I know has a pearl necklace, like I could pull this together, I think.
Yeah, this is an extremely accessible cosplay, and the fact that it is so popular and so well received is great for people like us who like to do things that are, you know, very easy to put together and very affordable, because this really literally is, like, if you guys haven't seen it, definitely look up the trailer, but it is literally just a white maxi dress that looks like it's a little bit gathered in the front. It's square-necked. It's got a black course, like black three rows corsage, which, you know, everybody's just basically doing any sort of black flower and pinning it to their dress. And she has a pearl necklace and very pale off-white skin, which gives you a chance to do body paint if you really want to. And a very short kind of curly black wig, super simple hair, which means like the wig is not going to be like the most expensive part of the costume, which always tends to be what happens.
I think even with her like hair, like I have dark brown hair. I feel like I could pin my hair in a way under the hat to make it look right. So you wouldn't even have to get a wig.
That's
if you got
true.
The right hair color.
If you have, and even if you don't necessarily have the right hair color.
Oh,
if you
that's
have, like,
true. You could just pin your hair short, even if you got long hair.
And like, I could probably get away with just pinning my hair. And as long as my hair is, that might be a little bit more of a tall order. But the hair, like, you could even do a spray if you really wanted to. Mm-hmm. If you just curl your or pin your hair and spray. You know, she's got very basic pearl jewelry that you can find for, you know, $10 for a set on Amazon. And then the wide brimmed hat. That now the hat is probably a bit bigger than you're actually going to be able to find super easy, but it doesn't have to actually be that big. Like there, I found a large brimmed black hat like in 2 seconds on Amazon. Yeah, it's not like 2 feet across like this one looks, but it's going to be pretty close and more reasonable if you're going to be going into a con. So one of the things that I actually didn't run into any real issues trying to put this cosplay together. I think probably the most challenging aspect was the dress, as simple as it is. And it's simply because it has a very unique sort of like gathering in the front, but nobody's really going to be paying that much attention to that. And if you really wanted to, because I was trying to think, I was like, well, Vince, it was so funny. Vince actually found a square necked dress that worked better than what I had initially found.
My goodness.
He helped me. He sent it to me. I know, I was very impressed.
That's amazing.
Vince is very interested in this character. We'll just say that.
Along with the rest of the world, apparently.
I can't think of why he would be interested in this character.
No idea,
at all.
Honestly. I had no idea.
But so he sent me a square necked, long white, long sleeve dress. As somebody who likes to dress modestly, let me tell you, like, while this character does show off the top goods, like, it's a long sleeve dress. I don't have to wear it as low cut as I would, you know, people might think you would want to. You don't have to do that. And, you know, it doesn't show your legs. So for somebody like me, I'm like, ooh, this is a very modest dress if you really want it to be.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I could be modest if I wanted to. Because, well, yes, this character is kind of sexualized in its certain ways. You don't have to play into that if you don't want to. So it's not a big deal. But like I said, like the dress has kind of a particular kind of gathering. One way that you could kind of simulate that as well, if you want it to look even more like those nice lines and more gathered, you can take, they make like long, they're usually like 2 or 3 inches across, and they're like brooches or pins or something like that. And you could just take the bits of cloth, pull it together and pin it in front of you. And it's going to create that same sort of ruching or gathering that is more prevalent in her dress. But honestly, the two dresses that I threw onto the Amazon list will suit you completely fine for what this is, especially the one Vince picked out because it has a square neck.
Nice. And I think that clip can give the illusion of like the pleats that are kind of there. So
exactly.
you could fake it, you know. You don't have to like get a fully pleated dress or anything.
No, you don't. There's a lot of ways to get this same look. And again, it's such a, what's so nice about this design is while it is fairly simple, it's very recognizable. Like it's pretty unique in that it's hard to confuse with any other character. Like there's not a lot of other characters that look like this. I always love the chance to wear a giant hat too. That's fun.
They are fun. I have a question.
Sure.
Does she have fangs as a vampire?
You know? Looking at this picture, I don't see that she has fangs. I would have to watch the trailer again because, like, her daughters do, like, bite on you. And so, I want to say that they probably... Well, I'm flipping through this cutscene right now, actually. And, like, she's talking on the phone, and you don't see fangs.
Okay. I was just curious. So... I know you mentioned vampires, so I was curious.
Yeah, she's supposed to be a vampire. You know, they don't look... That's so weird. You know, it's so funny that you mentioned that because I don't actually see them having fangs. Now, this could just be me not settling on the right frame, you know. But,
right.
Again, you could wear fangs if you really wanted to.
And they have all kinds of fang options, too, out there.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I think we've even included fangs and stuff before.
I think we have talked about that. Like the make-your-own fangs and
yes, we have. One of the other kind of optional things that I'll say on this character, which is so funny because like it's hard to just not get around talking about like the chest, like how big her chest is, because it's very clearly a design choice. Like that is intentional on their part. So while obviously cosplay, we encourage anyone of any shape or size, gender or whatever, play whatever you want, like, does not matter, just have fun with it. But if you do want to play up that aspect, because it's almost like trying to play Lara Croft, like an old school version of Lara Croft, and it was like the big boobs were a part of it. One of my very first cosplays that I ever did, I was probably like a freshman or sophomore in high school, and I cosplayed Lara Croft for an event, and I had the big fake boobs, like, because that was just part of the character. Right. And so, like, right. I just wanted to do that. Well, you're
it's a fun aspect of it.
Yeah, like, it's just part of the character, and it's kind of funny, and it's like, whatever. But the fun part of that is nowadays you have a lot better options. Yeah. And so it's one of the ways. So this is something that cosplayers actually do quite a bit, is, you know, a lot of girls or guys or whoever is wanting to play like a feminine character, they don't have everything up here that they would like. So there's a couple ways around that. And one of the first ways that I ever learned, I learned it from watching a YouTuber called Jenna Marbles, which she was, like, she's kind of an old name in YouTuber stuff, but she was a go-go dancer for like a long time. And she was a very thin girl, and she didn't have a ton going up top, but she did with what she could. She's like, all right, I'm going to teach you my secret. Here we go. So, like, she talks about how, you know, she would wear like two or three different padded bras on top of each other. And then even then she would like fold over socks and then like use them to like pad up even more. But even beyond that, like, even if you don't want to go to those extremes, one of the most interesting things that I saw her do that really made a difference was like literally just knowing how to contour your chest, like using makeup to like create that sort of like line even more prominent than is actually there. And it was crazy, and like you can go YouTube this, I'm sure that it still exists out there, of like the difference between like where she started, and she went from like looking like she had nothing to looking like she had like C or D's. And it was a pretty extreme difference. So if you do want to play up that aspect of the character, like, that is definitely an option for you. Or if you really want to go ham with it, like there are what's called like breastplates out there that are literally what they sound like. Like, they're like tank tops, but they have boobs on them. And a lot of cosplayers use those. And one of the really interesting things that I like about it for this cosplay in particular is, so usually the ways those sit on your body is like they stop, you know, right at the top of the ribs for the bottom, and then it stops right at the shoulders, and then it stops right at the neck. So there's always this crease on the neck, unless you have like a necklace or something that's covering it. But not all cosplays have a character that's wearing a necklace, so it can kind of be like take the immersion out of it or whatever. What's great about this costume is you don't have to worry about a midriff because it's a long dress. You don't have to worry about the sleeve seam because it's a long sleeve dress. And you don't have to worry about the neck seam because she's literally wearing a pearl choker. So it's like, if you were going to use it for a cosplay, like, this would be perfect. It. Like, yeah, like, this is a really, really good one for that. And like, I would love to see somebody do it. Cause like, I've seen plenty of like large breasted women, like, do this character already. And it's like, all right, you already got the goods. Like, I want to see somebody do this that doesn't, like, I want to see how they go with it. So it would be really cool to see that. I might actually cosplay this character for a con just because it's so simple. And like, one of the things that's really interesting about this character to me that like I mentioned before is that she's supposed to be like 8 feet tall. Like, she's like really tall. So she's like chasing you through these corridors, like literally like looming over you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what a cool opportunity to wear like the biggest platforms you could possibly find.
I would break my ankle.
Well, I used to wear platforms all the time in high school. So like, I'm still used to them in a sense. So it wouldn't be such a big deal
for
me.
You then. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, this appeals to me on so many levels. I'm like, oh, it's vampire. It's goth. It's 1920s ish. It's platforms. Like,
it's just right up your alley.
It's right up my alley. It's Resident Evil. Like, it's just, it's hitting all the marks for me. So like, I might do this one. I honestly might, just because this feels like a nice, maybe a Friday night, Sunday.
Yeah, like a chill.
Sort of, it's not your biggest cosplay, but it's recognizable. And especially,
it's a cozy dress. I mean, come on.
It's a cozy dress. And like I've said before, part of the fun that people get out of cosplay is being recognized. And the ones that get recognized are typically those in sort of like the culture at the time. And I feel like this cosplay so far is very much in like the meme culture and the cosplay culture. So like, would not be surprised at all to see people doing this. And I hope, especially on, I'm sure that we'll start to see it on like TikToks and stuff if people aren't doing it already. Because I've certainly seen plenty of people posting it on like cosplay forums. So I know that people are doing it out there. I would love to do it for an actual con though, which I have heard whisperings that some of the cons are actually trying to get in-person cons going this year. Gen Con, which is one of the biggest ones that I know of. I've never been to it, but Michelle, I know you have.
I have been. I'm a board game fanatic, so I've gone to Gen Con and it has blown my mind.
Yeah, it's so amazing. Apparently they're trying to get it together this year. So you don't know. I don't know.
We might actually be shocked. Shocked if Gen Con happens.
I am not holding my breath, but you know, I have friends that apparently have already bought hotels for this, which is crazy to me.
They try to sell me a discounted ticket though, I might take them up on it.
That's true. But yeah, I think this is a great character. I think it would be super fun to play. Like, even if you're just going to do TikTok, the character is oozing with personality, even just from the trailer. Like, she's very like, Ethan Winters, there you are. Like, just very like, you know, that sort of like, I'm coming at you. Oh, like, some people have drawn like these little memes of like, oh no, don't catch me. Like, just like, like teasing, like not really trying to get away. Like, it's pretty pretty funny in meme culture right now. So this one we threw together really easy. You know, if there's a dress that you guys like better, definitely wear it. Oh, I almost forgot one last thing on this. So she has normal hands for the most part, but when she attacks, she appears to have like big, long, and I'm not even kidding you, like straight up Freddy Krueger style claw. Like, her nails come out, and they're not just like a little bit out. They're like a foot
way out.
Yeah, they're like way out. They're like straight up Freddy Krueger claws. And I was just like, oh, how fun. Like, even if you only did one hand like that
yeah,
would be really cool. So Michelle found one option. Tell me about the option that you
found. Oh, okay. So I was like, well, at first I said, why don't you find one of those gloves with fingernails attached? And we looked at those, and all the ones on Amazon that we saw at least looked like really costumey, kind of cheap looking. Mm-hmm. So, but if you go like a couple pages, then there's these like thing, they're like metal fingernails that you like put on the tip of your finger. And to me, they looked really pretty, but LJ told me she had personal experience with them.
Yeah. So there were several options for this kind of look, and I personally played one of my characters. I used these for Shrike, actually, which is a character that I mentioned before, and one of her outfits that she wore, and they were, I had it on one hand, and so it was like these, they're supposed to be rings, basically, that just clip around the last knuckle on each of your fingers, so they're supposed to stay on the very tips. They do not stay well. The ones that I got were too big for a typical female hand. They would not stay on. So like, while they look cool, like if you're going to be wearing them for any extended period of time, hot glue them to your gloves, because they're not going to stay on otherwise. And like, honestly, if I hadn't been using those gloves for like other costumes and things like that, that's probably what I would have done. But if you want to sacrifice, like, just, you know, it's not a big deal. She wears like short, you know, wrist length gloves anyway, which will cost you $7-$8 on Amazon. Not really that expensive at all. You can do that, but you might run into an issue where they're still coming off. So another option that you could do is you could literally they're all like articulate the same way with the rings, as like they're just like the little bit of plastic and then the claw part comes out. Slide them into the fingers of the glove, like a little slice, so that the blade can come out of the tips. And that you're seeing, like, you can just wear the normal gloves and your fingers would slide into them, and then the blade part would be still feminine, but you would have to sit there and try to figure out how to create blade normal gloves. I feel like that would work.
Yeah, I think that's smart. I think that's smart.
That's probably the direction that I would go if I were to do it, just because I feel like that's the simplest way. But you don't even have to do that. Like I said, it looks like she only does that when she's attacking you. So most of the time she just has normal gloves. So, and especially if you're at a con, you may not want to.
Yeah, weapon policies and all that jazz.
You might not want to deal with it. Yeah, and like that's totally fair. But
for Halloween, I say go for it.
Yeah.
Add the creep factor in.
Oh, and she's got the nice big like red lipstick too, which I always love the statement lip. It looks great. She's got
body paint. Mention body paint again.
So I know
she's so pale, right?
Yeah, she is pale. She's got this lovely like off-white look. And I found actually the Maron body paint, which is what a lot of people use. They actually have not just a I was like, oh, like she's a nice off-white, it's a shame like there's you're just gonna be able to find like clown white basically, but they actually do have like I think it's called called a diamond dust or something like that, where it is a little bit more gray than it is, and it looks really nice. And so I've included that in the list. So if you're going to do her skin color, like that's what I would go with, is I wouldn't go with just the stark like clown white color, because that's not really what she is. Again, nobody's really, if that's all you can find or if it's what you already have, just use it. But if you're buying something for a very particular usage, then I would get this just because it's a little bit more subtle. It's not so bright white. I think it would be a nice addition. And again, do not forget to use setting powder on your body paint. I warn people of that every time.
I do have a note about like making yourself paler, though, because I'm so light. I did at one point have like a darker foundation that I wanted to make light. And so there's a thing out there that exists called like Manic Panic Foundation. It's a white foundation. And so you can take some of that and mix it with your regular foundation to make the color lighter. So you can almost give yourself a paler complexion with your own foundation. And I loved it. Used the whole thing. Have been meaning to get some more because it's just so great to just mix with your normal foundation, you know, because it's like if you're one of those people that get tanner in the summer and then get paler in the winter, you can use the same foundation, just add a little white to it and it, you know, lightens
up. That's really cool. I didn't know about that.
Nice little tidbit.
Yeah, that's something new I learned. Now, see, I only knew Manic Panic for people who dyed their hair, because I just know that like that was always like what
I
they would.
I think
do,
it's called Manic Panic. I will find it and add it to the Amazon list. So if I'm not correct, I will find it and add it.
I believe.
I think that's what it's called. So.
That's really cool. I had no idea. As somebody who's perpetually vampire-like, I don't really have that problem. Although I did manage to find and buy actually a foundation that made me far too pale, which is hard to believe, but I could not salvage it. I use it for like I use it right now. I don't have anything on right now, but I use my too pale makeup as like a base for my eyelid, like put like eyeshadow on, because then it's just more of like a base, but couldn't salvage it. Couldn't figure it out. I tried it a couple times. I walked into Vince and I was like, does this look okay? And he's like, no.
Well, that's the thing. That's maybe you could use that as a lightening foundation foundation. You know, if you mix it, I am a fan of mixing foundations. I know it's probably not the best thing in the world, but I do it all the time.
I'm not smart when it comes to makeup. I'm not smart when it comes to a
me
lot
neither,
of things.
Really.
That's why I have to buy stuff off Amazon. So, but
that's why we're here.
Definitely, like, if you guys want to hop on a cosplay train right now, Lady
this
Dimitrescu,
is the one you get on.
This is it. And send us pics.
Yee. Okay, so here's the deal. We have our suggestion form on our Facebook, and you can also find it in the link tree. And you can also just message us on Facebook if you want to. If you just got like a simple suggestion, like as a topic or something, or just something you heard something about and want us to talk about. I mean, like really whatever. You can send us a direct message if you don't want to go through the hassle of sending in a suggestion form, but it is there. If you have a cosplay you want us to like do on Amazon or anything like that. Keep in mind, though, that most things we do from the suggestion form are going to be off Amazon. So we're not really crafters. So just keep that in mind. If you want something crafted, we're probably not your girls.
Yeah. And I mean,
although we might can help a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, we can always, and we will pull from Etsy and places like that every now and then. It's just, you know, certain companies kind of control the markets on certain things. So we always tend to end up in the same places, especially because like even clothing places that we find otherwise, they're fast fashion, which means that like they typically aren't going to have the same thing next month. And so we try to find stuff that actually has been around for a while, because like, I don't want this episode to be outdated in a month. Right. Like, Most of the stuff, I've gone back and I've looked at our episodes, and like you can go click on the links, and a lot of that stuff is still out there
and available and in stock and all that.
And the good thing about Amazon too is like, even if it's not, you'll see the recommended
right underneath it. Yeah,
it's always going to be relevant to a certain extent. But yeah, like we're not crafters, we're not seamstresses, but we like to cosplay, and we don't think that, you know, those things should be barriers into getting into something that you enjoy doing, which is part of the reason that we run this podcast. Like, you want to cosplay, and I don't think you should be stopped from doing that just because you ain't crafty like us.
Sure,
we don't have problems. So hopefully this helps you guys out. I know we certainly enjoy doing it, and I know we both look forward to doing the next one.
And we will catch you guys on the next episode of the podcast. Thanks for joining us this time. We've had a blast. Love you guys.
Bye.